Welcome to the Conversations with Jesus podcast. I'm Johnny Lehman, a baptized man of God who has the amazing blessings of being a husband, father, and the pastor at Divine Savior Church in West Palm Beach, Florida. This podcast is designed to bring you the self-sacrificing love of Jesus found in the Bible through 15 to 20 minute episodes that focus on relevant life issues and what God has to say about them. Check out our website, DivineSaviorChurch.com, as well as our Facebook and Instagram pages if you'd like to find out more about the incredible things that God is doing through our church family. In today's conversation with Jesus, we're going to look at that deep emotion that all of us feel called confusion. We live in a very confused world today. Nothing seems to be consistent. Everything seems liable to change. As we run this race of life, we need certainty. We need consistency. We need to listen to one track of truth. To help us in this conversation about confusion, we're going to look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, where Paul is looking back. He's at the end of his life, and he puts things into perspective. Writing to young pastor Timothy, he says this, 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 8. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. This is God's word. So let me ask you this question. Do you enjoy running or consider yourself a runner? If you do, I'm absolutely amazed at you. I've tried so many times to get into running and it just has never stuck. But running is a great way to stay active, right? I have a few friends who are big time into running, like training for half marathons and marathons, big into running, and I never realized until very recently just how much technique there is to it. I was super naive. I always thought, okay, running is pretty basic. You just move your legs as fast as you need to, try not to trip over yourself, and you'll be fine. But serious runners think about everything, from what to do with their arms, to what to think about as they run, to the kind of socks they wear. There is so much to it. And for many runners, music is a crucial component, and not just any music, but it has to be the perfect soundtrack. So Jasmine Hutchinson, I came across this quote from her. She is a professor of exercise and psychology at Springfield College, and she said this about selecting running music. Matching your stride to a particular beat can help you better regulate your pace. If you choose your music more carefully, you'll get more out of it. In other words, find the right song with the right beat and it will make a tremendous difference to your physical running stride. One track can change everything. The same is true regarding the race all of us are running, whether we are runners or not, and that's the race of life. We live in a world full of different and confusing soundtracks, so many that we can feel confused and lost. This world, it just keeps on changing at a breakneck pace, so how are we going to keep up? What will we listen to as we run toward home? There really is only one track worth listening to. One track that can set our pace with certainty and truth, which is a huge blessing because life is confusing. I know, a very profound thought, right? But it's true almost to a scary degree. Life just keeps on changing. No, it wasn't all that long ago that phones were attached to walls. McDonald's actually had a dollar menu, I know, crazy, and TikTok was just the sound that a clock made. That was it. This world keeps changing, and its songs become deafening. Think about how much confusion people experience every day. confusion over gender identity, confusion over what a family should look like, confusion over what really matters in life, confusion about who God is, confusion about career paths, confusion over our country's direction, endless confusion. We hear these soundtracks every day and it floods our mental space and makes us feel lost and confused. Truth and certainty today are two of the most difficult commodities to find. In our time of your truth and my truth, subjectivity, not objectivity, relative, not absolute, nothing feels safe. Everything seems liable to change. Everything is a gray area, or so it seems. And so we so often have these multi-track minds trying to keep up. But instead of observing and analyzing this often windy and cloudy race of life from the middle of it, we need a different vantage point. We need to look at life, this race, from the perspective of the finish line. The Apostle Paul was at the finish line. He's on the home stretch of his race. And so when he wrote 2 Timothy, the end was in sight. He was in Rome. He's on trial. He's sitting in prison. Things weren't going well. He knew soon enough that he would be executed, his race heavenward complete. And if you've ever been around someone who knows they're close to death, it's amazing to see the clarity and perspective they have. Paul's looking back at his life. He's pretty much at the finish line, and he's thinking about what was most important. What would he say? How would he want to be remembered? Was it clear? Or was his mind multi-tracked? Would he speak from the heart, or would he just try to tell Timothy, his young mentee, what he thought Timothy would want to hear? See, so often that's where confusion starts. When we are looking to hear what we want to hear. Paul uses a neat illustration here. He says that people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. Selective spiritual hearing isn't just something that kids and husbands do. It's something we all do by nature. So here's the big question. As we think about the soundtrack of your race and mine, what have you found your ears itching to hear? We need to identify them. What tracks are trying to drown out the track of truth as you run? Is it the sound of your peers? If you do this thing and act like this, you'll find certainty and satisfaction. Is it the bullhorn of a politician or political party? If you support this platform, we can save our nation. We can have social justice. Is it the voice of your own heart? If this is how you feel, that's who you are. You can't change it. Just be you. You do you. And so our modern mantra goes. See, Satan and our sinful nature want us to run to the beat of confusion. Confusion is heard, and we scratch our itch for self-preservation and self-recognition. Confusion happens when we are so quick to let our emotions identify us. You and I so desperately want the approval and admiration of other people. And because we do, we start running in these sinful circles trying to find clarity, but we end up spiritually dizzy in the process. All of us by nature want to be validated in our sin, not confronted. And so we search and search to justify our actions. And yet no matter how many people say it's okay, whatever that sin may be that we're trying to justify it, the song of conscience doesn't stop playing. If we run this race of life, letting the sounds of Jesus be flooded by the mayhem of this world, that straight line race Paul was talking about gets windy, backward, and confusing. And so we need to answer the big why question when it comes to our confusion. Why do you and I listen to the world instead of running the straight path forward where truth dwells? Because as crazy as it sounds, a lot of the time we'd rather be confused. The sinful nature in us knows the truth, but pretending it doesn't exist or apply is a lot easier than acknowledging we're wrong. We're confused because we choose to be confused. Now, psychologically, this makes no sense, but often we'd rather be confused than actually confront the truth. We choose what we want to hear, even though we know what we're hearing is wrong. And in all this noise, we can't keep running. We will trip and fall, and the finish line is going to seem like an impossible distance away. We need someone to pick us back up, to give us a one-track mind running to the beat of truth. We need to look at this race from Jesus' perspective. So back to Paul. Paul had been through prison before. He had been physically and emotionally assaulted without any justice done to his abusers. And so you can imagine how easy it would have been to be stuck in the symphony of whys. Why, God, did you let this happen to me? Why me? But that wasn't the truth. The truth was that those hardships led him on the straightest route home to heaven. As unnatural as it sounds, enduring hardship for Jesus brought him the answer to the deepest question that causes the most confusion in our world. What is the meaning of life? Paul knew. And by faith, you do too. Every human being, whether we admit it or not, is thirsting for objectivity, thirsting for something unchanging, thirsting for direction, thirsting for safe boundaries in life. Paul knew the only truth this world has ever known, and so do you. Paul knew the truth because he knew the Word. He knew the God-man Jesus who called himself the truth. In this confused and changing world, the unchanging God entered. He answered the world's ancient question, what is truth, by living it, speaking it, dying for it, and rising again to validate it. He saw how confused his created human beings became, confused over what's important, who to trust, and how to find God, and so he found us. To steal Plato's analogy, he brought us out of our sin-darkened caves into his freeing light. You know how he did that, right? Now, I know this is a podcast, so you can't see me right now, but just trust me, I'm holding up a Bible as we speak. That's how he brought us out of our sin-darkened cave. Through a book, out of all things, not by mind-blowing displays of Disney-level pyrotechnic power, not by complex philosophical arguments, but by a simple story written at a 4th to 5th grade reading level. You know the story. Our God doesn't hesitate to expose your and my sin. That's true love, to expose our sin so he can heal us and give us the clarity we so desperately need. He doesn't give you and me the soundtrack our itching ears want to hear. Instead, he plays a gospel melody full of the notes of grace that remove the itch altogether. We itch to justify ourselves before the world. We itch to be somebody. We itch to truly know who we are. We itch to be heard. We itch to be known. Jesus heard those tracks too, and he silenced them when he shouted, "It is finished," from the cross, a shout that made the world's voices mute themselves. He has opened our spiritual ears to find in him identity, value, and clarity. His song continues to play throughout his creation as he rules all things with the purpose of bringing his family home. His song tells you that you're a king and queen in his kingdom. His track brings you the certainty of purpose you need. The sound of his voice and word and sacrament calms your confused and anxious heart. In this confusing and ever-changing world, Jesus never changes. His forgiveness is never taken away. It never diminishes. He will always be the way, the truth, and the life. He has given you an identity that will never change. His promises will always come true. As Paul stared down the finish line, his one-track mind focused on Jesus, it compelled him to tell his young friend Timothy about what really matters in life. It's not confusing why Paul chooses to use his last pieces of paper and his last drops of ink to solemnly plead with Timothy to never let go of God's word. Paul is looking back from the end. He looks at his life, and the only thing that matters is God's love. Found in the Word made flesh, Jesus, who lived among us, died for us, and rose to rule for us. The voices of darkness will tell you nothing but mythical lies, but the Word of truth is the beat you run to. You play by its rules, you love its objective truth, the freeing boundaries of the Bible, and because you do, you're ready. By faith, you are always ready to speak that truth because you're looking ahead to the end when Jesus comes back and brings you home. But the people you meet as you run home, they won't always be ready to hear the truth from you. Your kids won't always be ready for you to tell them that what they're doing is damaging their connection to Jesus. Your friends won't always smile and laugh when you tell them that what you believe about marriage, about objectivity, about the only way to heaven. Sharing your faith might not cause an instantaneous change in your friend who's struggling through grief and loss. You will battle yourself internally as the new person, the old, fight. But by faith in the Spirit, through word and sacrament, you will always be ready. Rejoice in your one-track mind of faith and look at your life from the finish line. Don't be confused. See, taking the shortest route to heaven is also the hardest for us to take. We will encounter loneliness because we speak the truth and not what people want to hear. We'll get bombarded by worldly songs trying to throw us off course. We will suffer injustice and undue pain, but we will endure. We endure because the shortest route home is also the easiest. Why? Because the Lord Jesus has already run the course for you. The judge of truth has declared you innocent. You run by the beat of his doctrinal drum, and you do so without shame or fear. Because here's the thing about our King. He runs the race with you. He picks you up when you feel like you can't go on by his grace. He runs into the confusing mazes you and I put ourselves in, and he finds the way out we could never find on our own. He clarifies our purpose. He forgives us completely. He sets us free. Keep the crown in sight as you run. Envision yourself standing at the center of millions, receiving a deafening standing ovation as you turn to see Jesus with the biggest smile you could ever see, placing a gold crown on your head. Don't be confused about your destiny. Long for it. Picture it every day. Hear the roar of the crowd and the whisper of your Savior. Run toward that finish. Listen to Scripture's soundtrack. Don't be ashamed to be a one-track runner. After all, it's the track of truth, the only one worth listening to. Thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast. I look forward to bringing you another conversation with Jesus as we continue to explore how God's truth is always relevant and his love is always constant. God bless.